Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Melissa Zaldivar and is titled, One Thing to Help in Moments of Panic and Anxiety. I get to my seat, and it's a window because I like to see what's going on outside. I put my bag under the seat, send a few last text messages before I have to go into airplane mode, and buckle my seatbelt. My AirPods are in, music is going, and we start to taxi to the runway. As we increase our speed, I take a few deep breaths because there's one thing I know. I want to be on the ground. There once was a time when I would fly at least once a month. One year, I flew over 35,000 miles. Sometimes it was work, other times it was visiting my family on the other side of the country or attending a wedding. Either way, the miles added up, and you'd think that my tolerance for the stresses of travel would be nice and high. You would, however, be wrong. I'm one of those people who has panic attacks. So a flight can't just be a time to watch movies and write in my journal or take a nap. No, my body goes into a full-on panic if we start to encounter turbulence. I get a fight-or-flight jolt whenever a plane begins to shake. Some things happened early in my life that left me with the inability to know when something is safe or unsafe. I can certainly know it in my head, but my body is another story entirely. My body is regularly trying to figure out if something is a threat, and because of this, my pulse will rise without me running sprints or doing jumping jacks or hiking a mountain. I know that my body is trying to help me, but sometimes it makes me feel pretty helpless. It's easy to not feel a lot of grace when you are in the middle of trying to survive what feels like an overwhelming and never-ending cycle of fear. I've tried just about everything that I can think to do and have met with therapists over the years. But when I try to slow my breathing or do exercises to get back into my right mind again, all I can think is that I need help because of my panic, and it somehow makes it worse. A few years ago, however, I discovered something that helps in my moments of anxiety. I just let it happen. I have spent so many years trying to control the outcome of these experiences, and one day I decided to see what would happen if I just allowed my pulse to rise and had grace for the fact that my breathing was changing. I accepted the fact that I was probably going to cry in front of strangers and reached into my backpack to grab a holding cross I keep for comfort. It's a little wooden cross that has smooth edges and is easy to grasp, and I move it around between my fingers, reminding myself that Jesus is with me even in this. It is not a moment of tranquility or instant resolve. My grip on the cross usually involves white knuckles. But as I have started to allow my helplessness to stay, it reminds me of my hopefulness that Jesus also stays. In the Bible, He is given the nickname Emmanuel, which means God with us. He very easily could have seen us in our mess and decided to snap his fingers and resolve all of our problems. But our God is relational, so he decided to roll up his sleeves and come to us. And because his character never changes, he's still doing that today. When I panic, he is not rolling his eyes. He is rolling up his sleeves. Jesus rolls up his sleeves, he packs his carry-on, goes through security, and sits next to me on airplanes while I try to make it through to landing. And he does not disappear once my moment of need has passed. Instead, I am reminded in my moment of need that he was always there to begin with. And he will always be there to the very end and beyond it. Jesus meets us when we are facing deep heartache, or going on a first date, or doing the dishes, or making impossible parenting decisions. He is present when we are feeling the most confident, and he is present when we are the most terrified. And perhaps this is the greatest gift to me in my panic. I remember my Prince of Peace, who does not always take away the struggle that I am facing, but he certainly sits with me in it. And when we land, he walks with me to baggage claim. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Stay organized and inspired every day of the year with an Encourage Agenda Planner. Full of scripture to encourage you, the Encourage Seeing God in Every Season Planner also includes monthly devotions from your favorite Encourage writers. Pick up our brand new Encourage Planner at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage Podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.